attendance, and our question tonight is, what is your favorite pizza topping? Administrator, director?
Senator Wog. Senator Asgall.
Sausage.
Senator Lamberty.
Spinach.
Senator Fasandella.
Cheese.
Senator Speaker Haberman.
I'm a big fan of the mushroom and feta combo.
Senator Al-Shad.
I love beans.
Senator O'Connell. Senator Hannon. Senator Shaw. Senator Pemberton. Senator Antis. Senator at home.
Cheese.
Senator Clark.
Mushrooms.
Chair Martinez.
So I have four or five that I get every time I get pizza. It's spinach, diced tomatoes, mushrooms, feta cheese, and pineapple.
Chair Anderson.
Just cheese.
Chair John.
I don't know, just veggie.
Chair Tegan.
I like green peppers.
You like the fox?
Cheeseburger with bacon.
So good.
You like the train?
What?
Pizza
like hamburger.
No, it's like it's called cheeseburger. That's like the that's like the and then you like cut up bacon and just put it on top.
Control
Handcat?
Pepperoni.
Lemon Dan Sella.
Supreme.
Almost there, some Robin.
Salad.
President Chakosky?
He doesn't like pizza.
President Singh?
I would have to say all the vegetables, but my favorite is sautéed mushrooms when they're like flavored with garlic.
Advisor Van Hecke?
Alfredo sauce instead of red sauce.
Administrator Griffin, Gabriel?
Sausage.
Cool, with that we have met quorum. And now we're going to move on to approval of the minutes from last Monday's meeting, February 13th. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes? Seeing none, minutes are approved. And next we have community comment. From our community, we have Julianne Larson. I'll let her introduce herself and talk about what she's here to talk about.
Great. Well, hi everybody. I really appreciate you all allowing me to be here tonight. I've met a lot of you, for those of you who I haven't met, my name is Julianne Watterson, and I work in the Hamilton Community Office as the Assistant Director there. I primarily advise student organizations as well as fraternity and sorority life. And I believe you all, Kershawn, told you a little bit about what I was looking for last time you all met, but I thought I would provide some more details on that.
I didn't tell them anything.
Oh, great, then I'll provide all the details. Essentially, we as the Campus and Community Office has recently hired an outside consultant to really study some of our hazing issues on campus. And we are focusing on fraternity and sorority life because that is what happens to fall under my office and under my advisement. So while we're aware that these issues happen elsewhere, we're centering this project on these issues, particularly to just give us some direction in better providing some education and strategy in helping with these issues in the future. So how can we better educate students? How can we better have conversations surrounding these issues? And how can we ultimately prevent these things from happening in the future? Some of you might have seen a student orgs email that I sent out last week regarding different focus groups that we're putting together. We're putting together our Inner Greek Senate just did a focus group. We're also doing our chapter president, as well as non-affiliated leaders, and we'd really like to do a student senate focus group as well. So that's kind of why I'm reaching out to all of you tonight. I would love to be able to interview 5 to 10 of you. It actually wouldn't be conducted by me. It would be conducted by us. It would take about an hour. I'd provide you pizza. I would just set up the room and walk out of here. I would not be sitting in that room listening to your answers. I would just set things up and walk away. I also want to make this really clear because I have had some questions. This consultant that we've hired has nothing to do with past or any hazing investigations, anything like that. It's a completely external professional who we hired to essentially give us how to move forward in a positive way. Any questions to start off?
Go ahead.
So just to be clear, who would be a part of this?
5 to 10 of you, whoever would be willing to participate. And that this would be for the Student Senate group. They would be made of, or with student people in Student Senate who are not virtual interviews. I originally had planned it for this Thursday at 7, but I know they do all have planned it for sometime next week at 7 p.m. And I was hoping you could kind of help me pick a date for that. To give you a little bit of an idea of what this focus group will look like, the one of the on campus, kind of what you know about the situations and your opinions on things and kind of where to make some improvements. So it would just be about your perspective, your opinion. It wouldn't be about any sort of investing thoughts and your opinions on them, kind of what's been going on here and how we can move forward.
Are there
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've been having them in the boardroom.
Other questions?
Yes. So would anything that we said in...
So that's, I'm really glad you asked that because I think some people have been confused about future, any kind of investigations. This is just about your opinion and perspective as a student, particularly tied to these focus groups in any way either. So I would be in no way able to look back and say, oh, so-and-so said X, Y, and Z things at the end that we're going to look at and be given some recommendations in how to move forward. Good question.
If not, we'll say thank you, and
yeah.
I'll send everyone I do.
Off the top of your head that you know might be good for you all, that don't, because I know you have a Monday meeting.
I feel like
you're willing to do that, that would be great.
Yeah.
And then I can just contact people who are interested.
Cool. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you listening. And I'll see you listening.
Community wishes comment. Community comment. Do you?
Follow up from when I spoke at community comment.
That's still being worked on. No, so it's not being worked on because no one brought it up. So you can make your comment again. Maybe one of our
I am taking over as president for the organization Connecting Clouds. The organization is all about spreading joy around campus and just finding happiness and who is kind of make that skyway between. And we want to kind of make that an official landmark of the school to represent our devotion to building a strong community. And so get a plaque there. And Andrew Genso, in terms of like communication and talking to the student body, see you if you matter. So that's a little brief synopsis of what I talked about.
On to unfinished business with committee updates. Today, all of our committees are going to be giving updates.
One through me, I don't know if I told anyone that.
Yeah.
I told
you. You told me.
So instead of.
I'm going to give an update about the posters too. Like what you, which posters you finished
and
stuff.
The ones around campus centers is already up, and then I've submitted most of them to ResLife already. So, you know, telling them to find a sober ride rather than drunk driving.
Sober ride.
I didn't write it in my notes.
Okay, well, if you want to do that, that'd be cool.
Okay, we'll do it.
Diversity chair. So the pronoun initiative that may have you all kind of working on the more like administrative side is a way to put it as well. So keep your eyes out for that. Any questions for like workshops or something that gets put on? And Paradigm is like the event that leads up to the diversity ball. And so
we had 20 tickets used out of 100, so that's not very good. So what I want you all to do is kind of just send an email out to your constituents letting them know, because last year I sent out a massive one, but to that. So it starts tomorrow or Wednesday, the date to be determined, but then it's going to end main on a water station being broken. And so I got an email from Charlie Potts today. What's it called?
So it was a water hydrant.
It was a water hydrant.
It was
okay.
A water hydrant, and Charlie said
the drinking
fountain. Right.
Okay.
What's a hydrant?
You know, like where you fill your water bottle. And so we paid for some of them, and Senate has paid for some of them, and Charlie thought that a water fountain, hydrant, whatever that thing is called.
You get a pair of tickets, one for you and one for your professor.
Okay, cool.
Any other questions?
Now, second semester is when they tend to think about majors. And so that's a good time, so I'm just sending out.
Clearly the whole thing, but the upgrade itself to a hydration station instead of the bore replacement.
So the expensive part would be the hydration station.
Yeah, and going off of that, he said it would be like around.
TIF committee was charged with looking into some charging stations for mobile devices. This, and GTS is really on board. They really like the idea, and they want to get involved. A locker system, and then the other option is an anchor, which is a 10 US. Enter in a pin, like a code. It's kind of like a locker at a gym or something, at a big facility on the wall, and you'd have to work with physical plant to get somebody to make sure the voltage stuff is accounted for and that it's put up and mounted properly. But that's like put in the library or put on tables, and you get like, you know, and then those would be used to charge too. So that's a much cheaper option, locker option, because they thought it was safer and secure. Do you want to pull up the, yeah, we can do that after, probably. I can send it out via email after. But maybe discussion.
You can just ask. They can ask questions right now.
Yeah, I have a lot of like random stuff. So if you like keyed it in and then you grab your phone and leave, it's a brand new code for somebody else.
Get your phone back again and the locker shuts and then I come up and I want to use it. It's over.
Okay, and then like we would have to use code in case and create their code.
Yeah, yeah. So and they would get the box open and stuff. So I mean, if somebody loses their phone in the anchor system, I mean, they lose their phone for that, and they could get some cables for it and have it, like, sit in the middle of a table or something. And then click on it. And then click on it. So there's a, go hit, so there's micro USB and lightning in the lockers for what? In their USB hub thing on the top, and we can wire it or something. But
but basically with the locker system, you have to just like keep it in the airbox. Right?
Yeah. So it's, I don't know. This is why we're kind of
this, and then we can discuss and decide if you so choose.
Chair Anderson, can you go back to your cons list? Your first con.
One locker. That's what's scary about it. That locker thing could go, you know, like certain.
Okay, 27th is the. It's 6:30 in the Heritage Room. We're having the co-presidential debate, so make sure your constituents.
So, do we have to sign up for the shift? Do we have to do those? Or
person, or if there's a shift on there that's empty on the doodle. Then you can sign up for that. But if it's all full,
sign up for those and know if they come and ask for how does that work?
Any other questions for our ethics chair?
RFP guidelines are all up and fully updated. We took down the old charts.
So since our last semester, Rafe is going to be another student senate representative in the finance committee. So we have a
close chance of large recommendations.
Technically, yes. Questions for our finance team? Questions? Seeing none.
Coming instead. Also, I got in touch with President Bergman's office and questions. With orgs, we're going to have three departments represented at each event, asking them to encourage their students to come.
Any other questions? All right, seeing none. Next item under unfinished business is the executive order charge. Basically, that was sent out today. We're having our executive order event from 4:30 to 6:30.
4:30 to 5:30, then 5:30 to 6:30. We're reserved from 4 to 5:30, and it's gonna start out. Everyone's just kind of gonna write like an anonymous letter when you get there right away, just like of support or community. And it's gonna go in like a little box with like the forum. And so there's right now we have three students who are willing to be. It's gonna be like a panel, and they're unaffected or just really whatever they want to share about how they feel they have been affected or their family has been affected. But like here on campus have changed, and they like feel that or like just kind of how that is going for them, and then we're going to open it up in, or like if they want to relate to something that was said, or like maybe they're feeling completely different and they want to share their story, but everyone can grab like a letter of anonymous support or love or whatever people want to write as they're leaving. So like you do, you and like we care and we support you, and then we'll go to the candlelight vigil from 5:30 to 6:30, and then we will trans.
Yeah. So a heads up for everyone in the room. Attendance at this event is going to be mandatory for student senate members. If you have a email Administrative Director Gabriano about that. Otherwise, I will be looking for
questions about that. Otherwise, we can move on. Questions? All right. Unfinished business, Senator Clark.
I think we could continue talking about, I think it would be a great idea right now just to mainly talk about maybe the Ankur option and maybe consult on the library and then maybe like three in the courtyard or something. That's just kind of, and then eventually maybe work into the locker type thing in the future.
I'll open the floor up to discussion on that subject. Senator Lamberty?
Yeah, I agree. I think that one was probably the best option just because I mean, it's not easily accessible and also you could put in more, like, under some, but I'm guessing you have to charge.
You just move. The second goes to Senator Arshad. Is there any discussion on the motion to...
Can I move to change this motion a little bit? Can it be our end of rest? Like five or six can be anchors. Use one for now and see how it goes. Then we can move on from that.
So you're second. Senator Oscar.
I oppose this amendment. I think we should focus on the cheaper anchor version, and I think we should talk to Tech Director Schwartz and GTS about the number. And we should probably stay with them and then eventually move to the locker. So I oppose this.
Express my opposition for this, as there are multiple electrical LEDs. Introducing those cabinets may be a bit expensive, especially if you have two.
Speaker Hoverman.
Can you specifics for lockers and anchors in this amendment?
Proposed six in the library, six anchors, and three in the courtyard gap. I just said we can. So some people might need to lock up their phone to be able for charging if they included their phone or something.
All right, thank you.
And as the, so I think the one reason, if they support the anchors and put them in and install them and stuff, it's kind of on them to have to deal with what.
Senator Pemberton.
Sorry, can we just see the, what are the... 70 for the anchors and like 1500 for one of the lockers.
It's like four.
Something
like
four.
One of the ideas is you could simply ask that tech or the technology committee come up with budgets for some lot of money being spent on this charge, of which we don't know if either one will be a perfect... Well, as I would say this, that argument of like whether if they put them in and putting in more plugs in dorms, because that would encourage people to plug them in public places, and who knows if that's earned than electricity in general. So I yield.
Advisor Van Hickey.
Ask your constituents is how would they imagine using them? So if walk away from it, then the locker thing makes complete sense because something gets stolen. If people think that they're going to plug something in and then stay by it, what anchor thing makes more sense? And I think so, I think part of how you have to think about it, and that might help you think about how you come to those two. The thing I want to say is, probably the single biggest place that occur and then go and participate in some kind of athletic activity, or they run. But I don't know that I've seen a lot of, you know, like, so I think, again, it comes back to this idea of the body. What's the greatest charging need of this body? Now I feel.
Perfect.
First, so that we can have one locker in both of the places, because some people can't be there. Place, you know, like if my phone is dead, I would plug my phone in at the courtyard gap and I would come here. Like, that's the point of the locker. That's why I said we should get at least one locker, because some people might need to use
it.
Yeah.
Going to the point of one of the previous speakers, I'm wondering if they will be used often and then decide for the
okay, because we have a budget here right now, I move to table this discussion.
Wait for the because we're in the middle of an amendment, right? Don't we have to wait before that gets done?
It doesn't say that.
Okay. So you're gonna say that that's okay.
There's no discussion.
There's no discussion. So now we're talking about this afterwards. Say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. I'm so sorry that this was placed so far down on the list. Director.
Yeah. And before I go over the budget and our finance committee recommendation, I want Sarah, who's the club and upcoming conference.
So we're an online publication that comes out weekly, and then we'll publish the articles online. In addition, as part of the club, there's would love the opportunity to send some Gustavus students to this conference. So we would love for some Gustavus to get that experience as well with the scholarship from us.
Networking opportunities from so many different areas.
Sweet. So going from to allocate more than $1,100 for a conference like that, including, you know, Ash, who has dealt with that kind of stuff before, so we took that as a document and we recommended through. Like, which is why we can't allocate that money. So I allocated recommended $0 that item. But for this one, they said that they're gonna actually keep it after they use it. Recommended $2,292. To her campus for...
I want to answer this one, but if we are only allocating $1,100 of the...
And so it would just then the people, men or women...
Then just send you the conference, they call me.
The budget's been four.
Okay.
$525, and then the rest is on you. $1,400.
In process for four people.
My co-president and I have talked about creating over that, and we would probably have our, you know, we weren't sure if this would go through or not, so we didn't want to get our hopes up. We hadn't talked about that actually. We were thinking just people further themselves in the areas specific to that conference. But
is it that if it isn't fully funded, that you'll still get like four people?
Option of sending less people, but I think that would be kind of like a consensus.
So I was just wondering, what is the significance of like a marshmallow stick?
They're for vodka for all of you. So the Student Senate owns and it probably would end up being a much nicer camera than they would be able to buy a camera. And I don't know if the Senate is interested in allocating.
Director Tony.
Oh, I just want to put it out there, just for knowledge.
Controller Hennenkamp?
Yearbook anymore. And so the yearbook camera is just in my office.
That's this budget, but anyway, I yield.
Speaker Haberman?
I still know.
Senator Arshad?
So the camera, you know, just curious about that.
It's just sitting, you could use it for your own evil purposes, or you could allocate it, or whatever, or it could just.
Oh, that sounds so horrible.
Just hoping to find the nicest camera as possible that we would, because that's the point, just to improve our photo quality.
For our Senate social media uses, do we really need a camera that's like super better than an iPhone or like a smartphone? Give it to her campus because they might find that they're used to it. And then just to clarify, whoever can answer this. Is
ours. So.
Okay, so in the case that her campus ever dissolves,
we would get the camera back. Such a big camera.
I love that.
Okay, sorry, I just wanted to like.
After the speaker's list is over, and then we'll do that.
Okay.
I don't know why I was talking.
Because if we were to allocate it, could we just use it for that one night?
Okay. Any other questions? Questions?
So the finance committee, so. You're giving them our camera, right?
Theoretically, you guys can do it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Senator Edholm?
So about the finance guideline,
the co-presidents, or is it four people?
Camp.
It makes it harder for us to budget later on, so that the only reason these finance guidelines are here is so we can as fairly exactly or give it to one and not another just because of someone's preconceived merit.
The camera, just that's the first one. Just like a locker somewhere where you can lock it on. And the second thing was, yeah, sure.
Which houses all of her campus stuff.
But the second one is, so I was just wondering if there could be more specific and stuff.
Yep, so they did elucidate what the money would be going to in the
the lesser budget, so that
so that's a nonsensical question because
Do you answer your biggest question?
Sure.
I know.
Okay, great. Senator Clark, this is your last time speaking on this.
How much money do we have left, or 67? Okay, good to know. And yeah, if you apply for
discussion, Senator Clark.
I move to amend the budget to their conference fees.
Is there
breaking the finance guidelines because we ended up lowering the budget?
So, for the time being, we have a for sure that it will be stayed with the camera.
Are we allowed to fund organizations that aren't actually organizations?
Any other discussion on the amendment to the budget? Discussion on the amendment.
Just understand that if another org were to look at this, we gave them.
I have a question for finance committee or a comment and some answer about.
Anyway, that's not something that just kind of comes up every day. It's I think it may be fully, but we just simply don't have the funds.
Director Tronin.
Trying to make our job harder and like chair, I wouldn't recommend breaking this guidelines by any means.
It says and then we'll view it as our guidelines are say 1,100, so that's all you use if you look at the whole thing completely. So yeah, I yield.
Controller Hennekamp.
Senate would have paid for part of it. Ongoing. Anyway.
Senator Antis.
This is an amendment, correct?
Like one big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like anyone else could look at that. They could see like this was some special service or like 1,000 short of, and then the students would have to take out their own pockets to go on this trip. So I figure like it's a unique situation. So I guess I have and it wouldn't be repeated, so I have no problem. So just giving them $200 more.
Senator Clark,
your last amend the amendments to only the camera and reduce, giving them the camera and reducing their camera sections to $0.
That's what the amendment is. You're amending your own amendment.
Yep.
So to clarify.
What did you, because you said to move the camera to zero, which has already been done. So what is your amendment?
The original amendment was move the camera to zero and increase conferences to
okay, and so now you're taking out the increased conferences.
Yes, yeah, so just camera to zero, and we're going to be giving them the camera.
So can he amend his own amendment?
No, but if someone else has it.
So he can't, but someone else could later.
Okay.
Senator O'Neill.
I move to amend the amendment with what Opie just said.
Is there a second? Senator Oscar.
So we need to do a 2/3 vote on this. No?
Not if you're not voting for the amendment, because that's.
Okay. I mean, but we're not factoring in, then we're not factoring in the cost of the camera that would be. Is there a monetary value on this camera right now?
So the camera doesn't have anything to do with the finance guideline. The finance guideline only has to do with how much you can spend on conferences.
Okay. I yield.
So somebody could come in and ask for a $6 million camera and it wouldn't break a guideline.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Senator Clark.
Can you call the question?
Second goes to Senator Lamberty. All those in favor of ending discussion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstentions? Okay, discussion has ended. All those in favor of amending the amendment to take out the $200 in the First Amendment say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstentions? All right, the amendment has been amended, so now it's back to the original amendment to change the budget to include the camera but take out the camera cost. So whatever's highlighted right there, up there. Discussion. You can't talk anymore. Sorry.
Can I have a point of personal privilege? Can you clarify the camera? What's the situation now? The camera cost is zero.
Yes.
And we're giving them the camera.
Yes.
Can I answer?
Yes.
So this is the same discussion that you just had about the amendment to the amendment. It's the same thing.
Okay.
It's the technicality
yep.
of voting on what you've already voted
yes.
on.
Yes, this is the exact same thing that
yep.
you just voted yes for.
So what you'll see highlighted
yeah.
is
yeah.
I knocked the 400 down to zero, and then I just took 400 right out of the total.
Okay, thank you. That's all I
needed.
Yep. Any other discussion? Discussion? Okay, so now we're going to take a vote. All those in favor of amending the budget as shown, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? Seeing none, budget has been amended. More discussion on the budget in general now. Discussion. Senator Clark.
I'm sorry, everyone, but this budget looks good, and I think we should just pass it.
Any other discussion? Director Tony.
So we just removed the camera. What about camera case?
That comes with the camera.
That's a friendly.
Is that a friendly?
Yes.
Are there, is anyone opposed to that friendly? No one's opposed? Okay, then so friendly. Any other discussion on the amendment as a whole, or the budget as a whole? Discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor of approving this budget as shown? Well, $50 less from whatever that is. Yeah. Okay. Now, all those in favor of approving the budget as shown on the board, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? Budget approved.
Thank you for
Thank
coming
you
in.
For
and waiting a long time.
Thank you so much for your resilience.
Do you want us to stay for the rest?
No.
You
okay.
don't need to.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to go back to our unfinished business conversation that we were in the middle of a motion with an amendment. I don't even remember what it was, so do you want to give a recap of what you had amended?
I was amending something.
Or who had amended? Rafi had amended.
So I amended that. The six anchors in library and the three anchors in the courtyard of one locker should be included in both places. That was my amendment, to add one locker in both of the places.
Senator Clark.
I think we should just, this whole chart should just to be more exploratory for form some budgets and some situations and then come back to us and then we can eventually pick in the future.
Okay, so just to clarify, if that's how you all feel, I'd recommend that you let the amendment fail and the charge fail, or the motion fail, and then start a new charge to charge director.
I second that. That's a good idea. Let's do that.
Parliamentarian Fellow.
Yeah, for sure. So previous speakers talked about going back to the constituencies and asking them how they felt about it. And our co-president just said letting this fail and then charging the tech director to do it, but instead something we could do is table the discussion a little bit longer, so we will have to bring this back up again in Senate later, but then we'll know what our constituencies want and how your constituencies want and how we should best address the needs of charging stations on campus. I yield.
Okay. Senator O'Neill.
I was just gonna call the question.
You're the last person that's
yeah,
Well, I figured there might be more people at some point.
Yep, okay. Any other discussion? Discussion seeing none. All those in favor of the amendment proposed by Senator Arshad say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? Okay, amendment fails. And back to the original discussion about the movement or the motion that was made to do something. Okay. Discussion?
Do we have this one? I should take
yes.
No.
Oh, but
this is one. If you want to like let everything fail, don't say anything. Discussion? Seeing none. Okay. All those in favor of the original motion for the various stations and various locations, say aye. Those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? All right, that motion fails. Now we're back to the original discussion. Chair Chavin.
So I think just something I wanted to get out there, because it was an option that we had talked about in cabinet, but it wasn't presented, was because the original charge had to do with the library, is that we could try to do a system similar to like the video cameras or the stuff down there where they have barcodes, and you just have like plain old chargers back in the library, and you like check them out so you can like scan it with your ID, so you can bring it to your own personal table, use it, bring it back. But that was just an option I wanted to make sure we knew about. So if we do go back to our constituents, you can ask them and just have that as an option. Thank you.
Senator Clark?
I move to table this specific business for next week and for all the CYCR constituents and inquire more about their thoughts and feelings.
Is there a second? Second goes to Senator O'Neill.
No discussion.
There's no discussion for tabling. So all those in favor of tabling, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstentions? Seeing none, this thing has been tabled. All right, is there any other unfinished business? Chair Tatum.
I think that if somebody feels so inclined about the hurricane, or not the hurricane, the connecting clouds, that this would be a perfect time for us to talk about it and not put it off anymore. I yield.
Senator Clark.
I move to charge cabinets into, actually scratch that. I think we should probably just endorse it because it's a cool idea. If we're not paying for it, what harm does it have? Do we have to charge someone to do that? So we don't need to like, we don't have to put like a statement.
For Senate to formally endorse the.
I move for Senate to formally endorse.
And then we
would
send out
Okay, I move to formally endorse High Five Skyway as Senate.
Second vote to Senator Yesgar. Discussion on this motion to endorse High Five Skyway.
We endorsed this last semester and we have not talked about it since. I think it is like our duty to formally endorse this High Five Skyway. We don't have to phone them, they didn't ask for money. This seems like a good idea.
Do you ask
a
question?
Yeah.
Okay. Senator Clark?
I don't think it really
works, but like, do you know if there could be like any big donor that could like give us money and then buy the plaque and then it could be like rich person's names, High Five Skyway on the plaque? Because I'm just wondering if the college could get some money out of this. I don't know if how that works. You know how that works?
Yeah. So
like maybe there's like a high like high five.
Jermaine.
Jermaine has been called.
Okay.
Okay. So you yield to me. There's nothing you can do. Senator O'Neill.
Just as somebody who's been struggling with the cold since like December. Maybe we should think about putting some hand sanitizer stations right here, High Five Skyway. But that might also be germane, so I'm just going to go ahead and yield.
Yeah. I think they brought it up when they were commenting on it last time, so it is germane.
I'm sorry.
Senator Edmonds.
Just to respond to a previous question.
question?
Not germane, so don't talk.
No.
No, that's not. What?
I was responding to this question. I just said that Andrea Junso was handling the flag and the logistics of making it and paying for it.
Okay.
I yield. All
right. Discussion on the motion to endorse the Hi-Fi Skyway. Discussion. I would just, like, I'm just going to say this. If one org comes in for an endorsement and we endorse it, and another org comes in, just think about how it would look if we didn't endorse what they wanted us to endorse. Just saying. Discussion. 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 Seeing none, all those in favor of endorsing the High Five Skyway, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? All right. We will formally endorse them. Any other unfinished business? Unfinished business? Unfinished business? Seeing none, new business. Senator Clark.
I need to charge Tech Committee, Health and Housing, and Public Relations to live stream the Student Senate co-presidential debate in the CAF during the time.
Live stream, like on Facebook? Live stream?
Live stream on Facebook, but also in the CAF, like, or on Periscope, whatever you're live streaming, I don't have a choice.
Who was that?
Just curious.
As long as it can be on the CAF.
Is there a second? Second goes to Speaker Hoffman. Discussion on the charge. Clark, you saw before.
I think this would be a great idea, and if we're going to actually talk seriously about having transparency, and we want actually our community to know about who's running and who can lead this body next year, I see no reason why we shouldn't have more options for people to tune in. And plus, the banquet rooms are kind of limiting, too. There's only so many people can fit inside. I yield. All right.
Co-President Schakowsky.
Just some logistical questions for Tech Committee. Can this be done? Can you get this done in time? I'm assuming you can, but just making sure.
So
3 days.
It depends how well you want it done. To lay it down to you, like
you,
on the lowest level.
Can you get it done?
We can get it done.
Cool.
But it could
Thank
be
you.
Like with Andrew's phone, as opposed to like a camera on a tripod.
That is fine. Like even just
make sure you
don't.
Okay. Just check it.
Question for PR.
Yeah, like,
can you get some form of advertising to make sure that this
yeah.
is known? Thank you. Health and housing. I'm sure you're not having problems.
Yeah.
You're
just
sure.
talking about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to clarify, the reason it's charged with PR is because it would be on our Facebook page, assuming not necessarily that they would be advertised.
That
cap.
Is just my question, because I think that would be a great idea as well.
Okay. I'm just
I yield.
Officerson Robbins.
This is a question for the tech director as well. Would we have to have the candidates sign some sort of waiver, like agreeing to be filmed and like reproduced or whatever?
Technically, probably, yeah, I'll look into it.
Alright,
Speaker Alderman.
This is also for the tech director, yet again. Do we have access to microphones so we can actually hear the people?
Last year the event was mic'd, and each of the candidate team had their own microphone, and there was a microphone that the moderator shared.
And can
we can check them off.
Can go in through the camera.
He doesn't know.
I'm assuming it's like the people that set up the events. We just go with them. Right?
He was talking about a mic that would hook up to the video camera, I think.
So that it could be heard while being played in CAF or on Facebook.
Oh.
That's good. I think
close
captions. It might be a matter of working with Dobo rather than working with student event services. Like Dobo would need to be directly involved.
Okay. Do you yield?
I don't
know.
Yeah,
you didn't really
yield.
Okay, sounds good. Director Schwartz.
Oh, so Were you talking about like on the Gustavus website or just?
No, just like the Student Senate Facebook page.
Okay, because that's really a lot easier.
Yeah, something
okay,
simple.
Okay, yeah, we can do this really easily.
And then just having it pulled up in the cap.
Yeah, that's super easy. That'll be fine.
Okay.
Huh?
Do you?
Are you?
Sweet. Senator Clark.
I yield.
Okay, any other discussion on the charge? Discussion? Seeing none. all those in favor of charging Health and Housing Tech and PR with putting the debate live streamed on Facebook, on our Facebook page, and in the CAF, say aye.
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 Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? Seeing, okay, then charge passes. Any other new business? You still have the floor.
I still have the floor. Okay, then. Good. Okay, so I moved to charge cabinet or health and housing is looking into getting a hydration station in the theater building. And the reason I say that is because there have been a couple constituents that have come up to me who are dancers, and there is no way for them to get like good water in the theater building. Like apparently the water is really gross, and there's like no like even like water fountains. So they have to go to Olin to get water, even though they're dancing. It just sounds like a bad situation.
All right, is there a second? Second goes to Senator Esker. Discussion on the charge. Oh, Senator Clark, you still have the floor.
Oh, my yield.
Discussion, Senator Edholm.
I think this is a good idea, just thinking about like liability. If there's a dehydrated dancer, and I think it's a good idea, I yield.
Senator O'Connell. Dr. Choney?
I think it's a great idea. I mean, I worked there at a costume shop and the water was just gross. Not drinkable. So, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Cherry Anderson?
I don't remember really how much of it we've talked about this year, and I know we talked about it a lot last year, so I just wanted to say that in the past, Physical Plant has always been willing to change any drinking fountain into a hydration station if we're willing to pay for it. And then they will do it themselves as they wear out over time. It was kind of the answer we were given. So this is a very feasible thing, but understand that we will be paying for it. And then yield.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, my question is just kind of if we're going to be paying for it. So that sounds like a guess.
Yes.
Yeah, we will.
Cool. Great idea. I'm all for it. Are you
okay? I'm going to, Chair Martinez.
So going back to like the iron thing of the water fountain, so I talked to Foth about it, I'm pretty sure I brought it up to the floor, but it's safe to drink it. Like he told me that there really was no difference between that water and any other water fountain around campus. Like I talked to him about like why it was that way and like why it had a taste, and he said he didn't like know, but he said that it was safe to drink. But, I mean, I can still look into trying to get it, so yeah.
So, do you know if, like, having a hydration station would change the taste of the water?
I don't know.
You don't know that. Okay. Senator Schott.
Oh, I was just wondering if it was, like, adding a hydration station to an existing water fountain, or if it was, like, also installing a water fountain.
Who made the charge? Sorry.
I think it would just be to, I mean, those water fountains have, like, filters. I think it would just be to convert a water fountain into a hydration station. And even if it would just be the same water, it would still be a lot easier and more accessible for them to filter water bottles instead of just taking a sip of water, which is kind of annoying.
Can I get a quick clarification? Is this an exploratory thing to, like,
yes.
See if we can do this? Okay, because I'm also realizing
like
that the drinking fountain that I'm pretty sure they're referring to is in a brick wall, and it's like one of those ones that like sticks out and it's just metal, and it's not the bigger ones like the one that got ripped out of the long college view. So I don't know how easy it would be or like how feasible it would be to like embed the hydration station into the wall because it's brick, but glad that it's exploratory. Advisor Van Hecke.
I think that when hydration is critically important to you,
then you should feel free to put your money where your hydration needs are and pay for it. But I wouldn't start the conversation there. I would start the conversation with expressing your passion for hydration to the director of the physical plant and helping him understand how important hydration is to Gusty's and how much you see it as a college obligation for the college to pay for. So I just wouldn't start with the, of course we're gonna pay for it. I'd start with, of course the college should pay for it.
Cheers.
Do you have a question for you?
Remember, it cannot be healed.
Okay. Chair Taven.
So a lot of my points were already brought up by a previous speaker, and then I just wanted to maybe bring up, like, maybe we do need to do an entirely new water source, because if students are choosing not to drink the water that's already there, like turning it into a hydration station, even if it is more accessible, that's very expensive, and if they already don't like that taste of that water, then that just might be kind of void in there. So, or maybe just looking at, like, if the filters need to be rechanged more often or something, but I feel.
Chair Martinez.
Yeah, just going off of that too, just also remember that we will probably also have to be putting in a new water station in College View, so that's going to be basically two water stations that we will be doing soon.
Senator Clark.
I think it's just important that if we're going to fund anything as a student senate, I think it should be giving accessible and good water to the college students who pay to go here. So I think that's also something that we should just keep in mind also.
Any other discussion on the charge to look into getting a hydration station in the theater dance building? Senator Fasandola.
Can I ask a previous speaker about having to potentially have two air presses? If the need comes down to dancers versus people who rift off a water fountain, I'd say give the new nice one to the dancers and let the people who ripped off their water fountain know the consequences of their actions.
Okay.
Any other discussion? For President Shikowski.
So how that is situation in College View is handled, just to address that, is generally the residents of the building pay for it, not the culprits, if they don't come forward. So it would be assessing a water fountain tax on College View if we went about it that way. I yield.
Senator Edholm?
I yield.
Okay. Any other discussion? Senator Pemberton.
So if the residents would have to pay for the new thing anyways, but they they wouldn't want to pay for the more expensive thing, probably, right?
They would only be charged to fix the existing.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, any you yield?
Yeah.
Any other discussion? Ethics chair.
Oh yeah, do we know for sure that this is gonna be? I know that sometimes like damages to halls are assessed as like a tax to the residents of those halls, but do we know that this is gonna be actually done like
germane.
That?
This is germane.
Maybe it is.
I'm going to say that's not germane because we're supposed to be talking about the charge for like putting in a water station in the theater dance building, not about College View. Got kind of veered off, but I'm glad someone called germane on that. So, not for me. Okay. Any other discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, is there... Oh, all those in favor of charging... who did we charge? Health and Housing with putting in a hydration... Or looking into putting in a hydration station in the theater dance building. Say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? Seeing none, charge has been approved. Is there any other new business? You still have the floor, Senator Clark.
I yield.
Any other new business? New business? New business? Seeing none, announcement. Speaker Hoberman.
All right, two things. So, Indoor Track is having their conference meet.
Yeah.
St. Thomas, it's Friday and Saturday. If you like sitting in a stuffy room watching people running laps and jumping stuff, I highly suggest you come. Second thing, all right, senators, I love you to death, but you gotta keep it under control with your seconding. I mean, wait until the co-presidents have
said, does anyone second this motion? And, I mean, it confuses our poor parliamentarian. All right, I yield.
Oh, look, it's me.
Yes.
So first, I kind of want to piggyback off of what our speaker was saying. Please wait till the chair of the meeting asks for a second, and wait for me to say, or Alex to say, opening the floor to discussion, just so that we have a clarity as to like what we're actually doing. Sorry if it's been confusing in the past, but that's what I wanted to say. Also, with germane, if something is germane, that means you're speaking on topic. If you're not germane, that means you're not speaking on topic. Just to clarify, because there seems to be confusion about that word. So if someone says germane, that means check into seeing if it's on topic or not. Do you have a question?
No,
you're trying to get on there? Okay. Also, great discussion today. Sorry for not putting the budget earlier. Duly noted, we didn't run into that issue previously because we get through unfinished business quicker. So next time, budgets will be right after community comment. You should all remind all of your constituencies or constituents about take your professor to lunch. We want to increase the number of people that utilize that event this semester compared to last semester, so please like promote that. Also, Erica Huggins is here. She's a member of the Black Panther Movement. She's lecturing on igniting a grassroots movement in the 21st century tomorrow night from 7 to 9 in Alumni Hall, so you should be there. And then on Friday from 7 to 8 is the Twin Cities Gospel Choir, so check that out. Cheer Taven.
Please remember to, in that wonderful email you're going to send out about take your professor to lunch, remind all your constituents about the travel ban forum, 4 to 5:30 in the courtyard on Thursday. Also, BB Week is going to be next week, so look out for all those. There's super fun events every single night of the week. And then the Building Bridges Conference is going to be March 4th, and it's all day, and it's going to be super awesome, and you get free tickets, so definitely stop by. And if you know any students that want to come, like, invite them too, because any students anywhere get free tickets. That's all I got.
Senator Clark.
Also remember that we have to go to the travel ban forum, so I'm excited to see everyone there. And then also just thanks for dealing with me today.
I love that you have all kinds of options to participate in the co-Senate president debate, but let's not forget that your bodies at that event will give the candidate somebody to look at, and so don't think, oh, I'll watch it on Facebook because it's a great option instead of putting your butts in the seats.
Yeah, be there. All right, any other announcements? Announcements,
Meeting
adjourned.
Hey, can we help announcing?
Yeah.
Okay, so Cabinet is going to have to meet this week, just
saying that.
I
was definitely first thing to say.
Sure. I'll send you an email.